Babylon's way of thinking, choosing money over life, abandoning family for our wealth, and you wonder why communities have failed. What happened to our faith? Religion played in keeping us on track. Don't forget, Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King was hunted at the head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Brother Malcolm was a spokesman for the Nation of Islam, and Frederick Douglass was a minister. The list goes on and on. And those were black churches and homes the Klan would bomb and intimidate our people, burning crosses on our lawns. Cause Islam and Christianity were always part of our families, teaching us to work together while guiding our communities. But recently our people have abandoned God's teachings and started to adopt Babylon's way of thinking, choosing money over life. We've replaced our religion with drug dealing, thugging, or embrace pimping, getting paid to enslave and manipulate our women. And you wonder why it's hell where you're living, cause you threw away your faith. To be righteous, but to try to guide our nation. We're ashamed to speak of peace or to pursue an education. And why are you afraid to speak out against evil or the treatment of our women that's inflicted by our people? Are you ashamed of being a virgin or to save yourself from marriage? Are you scared to tell them no, so you give in to the pressure? Scared to speak about your faith, scared to claim your own religion, cause you're scared of being rejected by your peers. But what you're missing is just cause someone's smiling at you, that doesn't mean that they're your friend. They could be smiling cause they tricked you, or they're happy to see you sin. It's better to have a few righteous friends, or even to walk alone, than to hang with evildoers, bringing the devil in your home. If he appeared as a servant, you recognize and desert him. So he speaks through his minions, slowly teaching you to serve him. So they taught you how to sell drugs and different ways of killing, and they bring you free drinks, stolen goods, and easy women. But you don't realize that these false friends are helping you gain the life of the world at the cost of going to heaven. God, open up your eyes so you can see a better path. So don't turn back when times have gotten bad. You just gotta have faith.